Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Niman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week we spoke to Patrick Neary, the Secretary of the Claremorris and Western District Cooperative, which hone in on energy generation for Claremorris and the surrounding areas. Patrick begins by telling us the origins of the group.
We are in operation since 2015. We're a group of seven of us who had an interest in what was going on in the world with regard to climate change, and we formed an energy cooperative, Claremorris and Western District Energy Cooperative, in 2015, with a view to getting involved, I suppose, in the energy space and renewable energy generation space, and possibly and hopefully maybe to create some employment on the back of that in the Claremorris area. We had a couple of different projects we had been working on, but I suppose we met some very good people from a place called Temple Derry in Tipperary, who had developed, built and put into operation the first community-owned wind turbines in the country. And they're actually still the only community wind energy project in the country. In and around that meeting, our first meeting, there were we had some conversations with regard to the what we felt was the next thing that was going to be happening in the generation space, which was solar. With that in mind, we looked for, I suppose, some suitable sites in the Claremorris area to develop solar generation farms in and around the 20 to 25 acre tracts of land. And we came up with two. The first one would have been the old Claremorris landfill site, closed and disused at this point. We approached Mayo County Council and told them what we had in mind. They were very enthusiastic about it. We set about leasing that parcel of ground from them. The first thing that had to be done was to apply for planning permission. So in conjunction with Mayo County Council, we put a parity planning application in, and that was successful for the site. We also had to apply to ESB Networks for a grid connection, which can be an onerous task and a very expensive task. So we applied for that and we were successful in that. And then, I suppose right around that time, the government came up with an initiative called the Renewable Electricity Support Scheme, RES for short. So RES 1 started, and it was for everybody, for developers, communities, etc. And basically it was an auction. So you had to bid on what you felt you could produce electricity for per kilowatt hour. But we were going to be thrown into the water, into the share-confested waters, I suppose, with the big developers. We were only a small community. So we lobbied hard, ourselves and Temple Derry, lobbied the government hard to ring-fence some of that pot for communities, which they did. They ring-fenced just 1% of it for communities. So in that ring-fenced 1% pot, we applied for the RES support for the project in the landfill site, and we were successful in that auction. I think possibly there were only two community projects in the country were successful at that time. So that was put in place there. The other thing we had put in place a lease with a local landowner in Claremorris here for another 25 acres of solar space. So in this instance, we had to apply for grid connection and planning again. But the planning wasn't a Part 8. We had to go through the standard planning procedure. And it was a fairly large body of work to prepare that planning application. And Waldron and Associates here in Claremorris put that together for us.
Looking here, Claremorris Sustainable Energy Community. Now, the word that strikes me there is community. It's a very inclusive sort of thing, and I would imagine it's something that you're trying to get more people involved in.
Everything we do is community-focused. We are trying to empower communities to produce their own energy and consume it. With that in mind, the guys in Temple Derry also have, at this stage, a power supply company called Community Power, which basically this office we're sitting in right now is powered by community power. That's going to take a while to develop as well, because in order for that to be fully operational or fully successful, we need to have more generation. So basically what would happen is, if we can get our two projects up and running here in Claremorris, community power will buy that power from the Claremorris Energy Co-op and put it back on the grid and sell it back to the people of Claremorris. So basically, the shareholders in Clamaris of this cooperative are producing electricity and consuming it. So they're producing and using their own power. That's what we're putting in place here. Microgeneration is a thing that you're going to hear a lot of now. There's a move to get people to put more solar panels on their roofs. The solar PV metal starting in Clamaris. We have a meeting in the Dalton on the 28th of September. The metal really is where you, what it means, I suppose, we get a group of people together and try and, I suppose, get a better price. It's been run by Mel Gavel, who is Sustainable Energy Community Regional Coordinator on behalf of SEAI. He will be there to advise people how to go about putting solar panels on their roofs, how to get a grant to do that. The Clamaris Credit Union are going to be there to help with people with regard to any finance they may need on that. Mel will explain to them what the how you sell the power back to the grid.
That's all taking place on the 28th of September at 8 p.m. in the Dalton Inn Hotel in Clamaris, and it'll be a very good information evening for anyone looking to be part of that.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Naman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.